Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived. It's been a busy one, and one subject we want to learn more about is what happened yesterday in Washington, D.C., a House subcommittee talking about NIL, and the reviews from the pundits have not been good. Headline here from On3, the NCAA's date on Capitol Hill was a big missed opportunity. One of the participants, one of the witnesses, I don't want to act like he did it on the other side, is Trey Burton. We talked to Trey a couple of months ago about the Super Bowl, and the former Florida tight end. Of course, he played in the NFL. And Trey, thank you for joining us. Thank you very much. Good to see you again. And we're all eager to hear what happened yesterday. How are you?
Great, man. Always a good time on the show, man. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your day in D.C.
Actually, my first time there. Never been there before. I thought overall it was very positive. I think these are great conversations that need to be had. And I think eventually there will be some good that comes out of it.
Trey, some of the pundits, which I alluded to early on, were not kind to the Congress people. You saw it from a different view. Can you take us through the whole process when you were first contacted about this and what went into appearing before this committee?
I've had many conversations, you know, through the University of Florida, through other organizations, other people about what's going on in the NIL landscape. And I've always been open to just having conversation. I think it's, you know, healthy conversation. I think there are good conversations that need to be had. And probably about 2 weeks ago, I want to say, I got approached by just the opportunity and what was going on and what was what possibly could happen and what people are looking to do. And I kind of, you know, felt like I was something that I wanted to get into, and I got invited and decided to go.
So when you get there, I'm a geek, but I'm curious about, you know, what happens when you first get there. Do you talk to somebody from the committee first? Do you talk to an aide? Do you have an idea of what your specialty or expertise is going to be? Take us through that part of it.
No, I talked to Congressman Bilirakis prior and just, you know, had a conversation about what's going on before, probably the week going into it. They interview a good amount of witnesses. They didn't give me like an exact number on how many people or men and women or what the deal was, but they interview you and they ask you, you know, if this is something you're interested in, and ask you a bunch of questions about NIL and your thoughts and your opinions. And I just answered them, you know, as honestly as I could and from the information that I had. And then they call you probably about, you know, 5 or 6 days before the hearing, and they let you know, like, hey, you've been selected as a witness. We'd love for you to come up and testify, and you kind of go from there.
A lot of reasons why they would want you, Trey. You've been able to look at this from a lot of different perspectives. So let's talk about what they asked you and what you told them yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think I have a unique perspective. You know, obviously I played at Florida before the NIL, you know, whole wild, wild west of the NIL. And I think I would have benefited, you know, pretty fairly, you know, from that standpoint. I had I got married my junior year and had a child my junior year as well. So I think I would have, you know, definitely been able to use those NIL resources in a positive way. But then also I went and played in the NFL specifically as an undrafted free agent and hit the open market one time, you know, which was something that is kind of going on from a negotiation standpoint with these players. And so I kind of have a unique perspective on, you know, what's going on and kind of the aspects that are the life that they're living right now and the stuff that they're going through and from the marketing side and all that type of stuff.
And Trey, what is your biggest concern in relation to where we are and where it is all going?
Yeah, I would like to state that I think all players should be able to make as much as they possibly can legally through the name, image, and likeness opportunity. I fear the most by far is turning amateur sports, which we all love. I mean, there's not a better amateur sport in the world as college football. I mean, college football, college sports, you know, basketball, baseball, you name it. At University of Florida, we got 21 different sports. So there's not a better amateur sport, division, conference, whatever you want to call it, in the whole entire world. So I'm as worried about amateur sports turning into professional sports when you look at what, you know, they're trying to, the bills are trying to move in New York and in California about how they're trying to make these athletes employees of the universities and trying to get them to unionize and those types of things. And so that's probably my number one concern. My second concern would be protecting the players from, you know, maybe things that they don't know, maybe from, you know, bad agents, bad deals, and those types of things. I think the schools and the universities need to do a better job at helping these kids out.
Trey, can you give us a little better insight on what you heard on both sides yesterday? And finally, where do you think the next move is or the next step with Congress?
Yeah, some of the things I really liked or I would love to just continue to talk about is so there's a lot of talk about revenue sharing. You know, obviously the NCAA makes a ton of money, you know, in the billions of dollars. And how do we get some of that money to go towards the players? You know, and I thought Dr. Stahl, who's part of the College Football Players Association, I believe is what the organization, he's a witness as well. He was mentioning that, you know, if a team, say Florida makes it to the college football playoff, right? So originally the money that you're getting in for the university, you don't really have that accounted for. And obviously there's extra money that's generated while you're in the playoff. How do we figure out a way, name, image, and likeness wise, to split some of that revenue for the guys that are playing in those games? I thought that was an interesting idea. I've never really thought about that before. But there was a lot of things that, you know, came out of those conversations that some guys and women were saying that were really interesting, and that we kind of need to go back to the drawing board and kind of hash those issues out.
Trey, being there, I realize you're only in one room, but you're talking to a lot of people. There's a lot of media there. Do you feel that there's going to be more of this going on in Congress? You have the House and the Senate. Both have shown interest, but we haven't heard a lot like we did yesterday.
The biggest thing I sensed was that there are good people that want to help these kids, these student athletes out. They don't necessarily know the right way to help them out, and they don't necessarily know the right angle to go and angle to take. And I think there needs to be more conversations, you know, along these lines. But I think the consensus is we want to keep these student athletes amateurs. We want to keep these athletes safe, and we want to inform them and equip them with, you know, as much resources as, you know, legally possible to help them make the best decisions going forward.
Trey Burton, fresh from Congress. Of course, I don't know if anybody's fresh from Congress, but we appreciate you coming on anyway. It's really great to hear your insight. We'll stay in touch with you, Trey, and continue this dialogue as it intensifies in Congress. Thank you very much, Trey Burton, the former Florida great, joining us, also with the Eagles. We'll get your reaction to all of this on a very busy Thursday afternoon. Your phone call's around the corner.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships.
your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back to the calls. And I don't know why I'm sounding like I'm doing the morning show in Boise. Kathy is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Paul, I've been hanging on because I called too late. But I wanted to say for a PSA that if you have to be on hold, you can multitask. I was prepping my dinner, and I was listening to Mr. Scarborough or whatever his name is, the interview and all.
Yeah.
And I thought I was putting in red pepper flakes, and I put cinnamon in my salsa. So you could
cinnamon and salsa. By the way, that sounds really good.
Yeah, well, it tasted okay. They're going to eat it anyway.
I like cinnamon. So what? Hold on a second. So tell me more. What are you having? What is the salsa there for? What is your main dish?
Well, we're going to do tacos instead of Taco Tuesday. We're going to have Taco Thursday. Better late than never.
So next time I go to next time I go to Taco Bell, I'm in the drive-thru. I say I want three tacos, three beef. With extra cinnamon.
Exactly. But I'm going to have chicken, too. So
Cinnatacos.
Yeah, hey, always
cinnamon. Man, I tell you what, I wish I was over at your house tonight. I like tacos, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we can have Jim pray for us.
Well.
So, you know, we'll be saved one way or the other. But
we got it covered.
I was going to call and tell you I wanted you to help me be like Trump with the NIL deal, give me more votes for the bracket. But since they indicted him today, I don't think so, because them happy sacks in prison are not good.
Well, let me say what I say about every single athlete that we talk about. There's a presumption of innocence.
Yes, that's true. And also for Jake with Stetson Bennett, it is what it is. If he gets in there, he's lucky. If he don't, remember Tom Brady, he didn't get in there to the seventh round. Let it be what it is. You know, that's life. But I enjoyed the show today, and government needs to stay out of it. They can't even run our government, more or less, you know, the players. But anyway, you have a good evening, and I love the show.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And, again, I'm just
cinnamon tacos.
The cinnamon tacos, I think that sounds good.
It does.
I could put anything on a taco, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
Actually, you can put cinnamon.
I don't know about, cinnamon's sweet.
Yeah, I don't know about it going in the salsa.
I mean, when you want, salsa is hot.
I don't know about that.
I think she screwed up.
Yeah. Might need a do-over.
I know the feeling about, that's why you just go out and pick up Mexican food. I mean, you don't need to. There's no reason to make it when you can have it made for you with no cinnamons.
That's right.
Vance is in Georgia. Hello, Vance.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate. Anyway, I wanted to make an observation, but also I really want your opinion on something.
Okay, sure.
I am going down. I don't have the experience you do, even though I think I might even be a little bit older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting the same type of, male pattern baldness as you.
Oh, you're just getting it?
Well, yeah, but I take a chemo drug every day.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more.
Chemo,
okay, so let me help you with this, Vance. How can I counsel you as your hair starts? See, I guess I can't even remember how I felt when my hair started falling out.
Well, I don't have girls lined up in the front yard to see me anyway.
Okay, well.
But the point is, I'm getting ready to have, you know, my top knot is going bald. And what I don't want to do is, for God's sakes, grow my hair long. That would be
okay. Well, here's I'm not being political when I say this. I'm just stating, there have been moments when I've had my hair longer than it is now. And it is going to sound political, but I don't really care. Every time it gets long, my wife says, "You're starting to look like Bernie Sanders." And I run to the barber shop when I hear that.
So basically, you're saying keep it close cropped.
Yeah, and you know, I will tell you this story. About 5 or 6 years ago, I saw Charles Barkley someplace, and I've known him since he's in high school. And I'm walking into the locker room. He's at a golf tournament that we're doing our show from. And he says, "When are you going to blanking get it all cut off?" So Charles says that to me. And I look in the mirror and I say, "You know what? I think he makes a lot of sense." Mm-hmm. I got back. These places you walk in, they act like they're salons, but they're basically glorified barbershops. Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
The one around the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I told the lady I want it all off. And she mowed the hair. I mean, I got home and my wife like screamed. But the problem was, I understand it's a good look but I looked ill. And so I grew it back, and that's where I am. You, are you okay with this?
You got to go with what works.
You think I need to take more off?
No, you're good.
Okay.
I think it's nice and tight.
Lewis is up next. Lewis, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Lewis, where have you been? I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm in the neighborhood. I've been hanging around.
Okay.
I bet you all of the tacos you eat got shrimp or fish in them.
Now I will, I will eat a beef taco. I'm not adverse to that.
But that would be occasionally.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't have kale tacos, so I have to get something else.
I understand. Paul, I called just to mention this NIL and Congress. And we know, I'm sure you agree, Congress needs somebody needs to govern this deal. But I know you can quote Ronald Reagan. You remember what he said?
Read my lips? Well, that was George Bush. What did Reagan say?
Ronald Reagan, he said, "The words you do not want to hear. I'm from the government. And I'm here to help."
Oh, yeah, that's right. He also said truth, but verify.
And I know somebody needs to have control over this NIL.
That was to Gorbachev, though.
Deal.
Well, but Lewis, here's what frustrates me, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but college athletics could have done this, and they didn't. And that's the frustrating part. The NCAA should not exist any longer as a result of its inability to do anything about a problem that was on their plate for 10 years.
They're powerless.
Well, they are now. Yeah, I mean, they collectively could have done something, but they didn't, and it's okay. I think, I mean, it is a little weird, and everyone wants to use the phrase student athletes, but as you watch the men's game on Saturday night and you look at the Miami team, and their star players making $800,000. Let's think about that phrase, okay?
Yeah, and I don't want to take anything away. I don't mind these young men making money, but there's got to be some kind of control. I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but if they could set up some kind, I don't know, committee. Whatever,
well, Lewis, thanks for the call. There is a lot of there are a lot of guidelines and guardrails right now that schools try to employ. It doesn't stop the fact that they're making a lot of money, though. They're just, as long as they account for it, you can pretty much make anything. Thank you for the call. Let's continue with Pat in Austin. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I wanted to talk with you about college football announcers. In 1A, I would go with Chris Schenkel and Bud Wilkinson.
Oh, wow. Those are good ones.
And 1B would be Keith Jackson and Frank Broyles.
You know what? I like Schenkel. I thought he was good. But what I would give to flip on the TV on Saturday during football season and hear Frank Broyles. He was so good. And Keith, I've always thought, was the best college football broad. I mean, when people tried to make Vern out to be Keith Jackson a couple of years ago, I thought it was pretty silly.
Well, you think Keith Jackson was better than Chris Schenkel?
I can't answer that for this reason. I mean, I did hear Chris Schenkel do some games in my early days, but I didn't hear him enough, and I heard so much of Keith Jackson. Chris's strength, and for most of you, you don't know who Chris Schenkel was. He was the first college football broadcaster for ABC, and he had just such a crisp sound. I think it was Midwestern, although I'm not sure. But Keith just, I guess because I got to know Keith later on, and he did so many games in my life that I'm probably more partial to him. But I think they're both on the same level, though. I would agree with you.
How about Bud Wilkinson as color man?
Yeah, no, I mean, those guys were, Bud was around in into the 60s, and I just don't remember. And here's why I don't remember. People say, well, you were alive. I was. There was one game on a week. So it doesn't mean I didn't see it. It's just that as a young kid, I didn't watch as much college football as I do now. So I heard a lot more of Keith and Frank. But Bud was very solid, but very buttoned down right down the middle. So who else did you like other than those two?
Oh, the guy that was with your network, that was the ex-Penn State quarterback.
Oh, Blackledge?
That just left your network.
Yeah, he's good. You know the guys, the two that I really think are underrated, and I know I'm getting waxing poetic, but if you go into the late 80s, early 90s, and it was on Saturday night. I'm going to give people a chance to see if they can guess what I'm talking about. Saturday night, primetime game, ESPN, almost always an SEC game. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes. I mean, I know.
Okay, well, I'm going to help you because obviously Ron Franklin and Mike Gottfried, how many great games did they do from Tiger Stadium or from Knoxville or Tuscaloosa? I thought they were really underrated. Nobody ever talks about those two in the booth. And they finally, I think Ron passed away. Mike is still around down in Mobile. But I thought they were really great. But that's a fun topic, though. It's for any day of the week, and we'll do it some other day when we have more time. We're heading to the break right now, though, and we will continue right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back. I just want to explain, we had a caller on, we were engaging a few minutes ago, and we ended up letting him go, and he said something that we simply felt was inappropriate, and that's why we made that decision collectively. I-Man is up next. Good afternoon.
Inappropriate on this show?
You know what? You know what, I mean. There are some things that I think even you would agree go over a line that we don't feel comfortable with.
Oh, I understand. I hear people talking at the parts houses at different things. You know, customers, whatever, and some people, their language is just so over the top. I mean, it's loaded with cuss words, and I kind of understand people using them to a point. I guess maybe to make a point. To put an emphasis on it, but not just in every sentence. You know, I mean, it really bothers me sometimes when I'm talking with somebody and they're talking like that just constantly. You know, Paul, you said something earlier about the Old Testament and the New Testament. I kind of always had the feeling that the Old Testament was pretty tough, too. A lot tougher than the New Testament when you was talking to the preacher there. It just seemed more final, if you will.
Well, I think it was. That's one of the great parts of the New Testament, that it's a very forgiving. I'm not talking about everything, but the Old Testament.
Oh, they stoned the hell out of it.
Yeah. The eye for the eye always gets quoted, but. I thought my description of the unnamed person was pretty accurate.
And you know, that's what we see in the Middle East when I hear the different things going on over there, the way they treat women and Christians and people of other religions and that kind of thing. It's still kind of Stone Age to me. I mean, it always reminds me of the Old Testament. And Paul, everybody has opinions. And Jim, let's talk about Jim for a second. We know that Jim is real hardline in his opinion, and we know that Jim tends to study quite a bit and comprehend the way he sees things. And sometimes he goes over the line with me, but at the same time, I do try to respect his opinion. It's just that everybody has one, and I think we all have our own individual relationship and walk with our Lord and Savior. Is that a fair statement? I mean,
well, it is. I mean, there's nothing more personal than your faith. And
yeah.
I grew up in a different world where it was important and it was a centerpiece of your life, but it wasn't something that you had to call and tell a talk show host every time you call in what you were and what you believed in.
Well, I tell you what, my grandparents raised me, and I told you that before. She was a disciplinarian. If she ever grabbed you with that iron fist of hers, you thought the Communist Party had done grabbed you, and she reaped the rapture and Armageddon all at one time on your ass. And she would let you go just short of killing you, and then she'd come back tomorrow afternoon for 5 more minutes because she wasn't ready. Anyway, Paul, the brackets are kind of fun and entertaining, and I hope everybody's having fun with them. You have a good afternoon.
Larry is up next, speaking of Old Testament.
Hey, man, yeah, talking about the Lord and all, yeah, you have a heart attack, you'll get real close to him.
that's true.
You'll get real close.
It's funny how that works out. Every time,
Oh, Lord, please let me get through this one. I promise. I don't ever drink another Bud Light. Oh, what a liar. No. Old Squirrel, he's in there with me, ain't he?
Larry, I don't know. I refuse to look at his bracket until it's over.
I know, man. Hey, it's fun.
I will peek at it. I'm going to turn myself into a liar there because I'm going to peek at it right now because I'm let's see what I'm just going to give you an update here. The Cat Daddy right now has a 31 percentage point lead over the number one seed in the Ted Williams division.
Ted Williams.
Looks like coming off of the NCAA tournament, the number one seeds just are struggling this year.
Yes. Yeah, you're not kidding, man.
There's still time, though. He could pull out of that.
Yeah, I think Alabama's problem. They just had too much talk, too much backdraft. You know what? I'm going to say this. I like Squall. I'm going to tell you. I think he's a good caller. He never quit that I can remember, and he never got mad too bad. But, yeah, he's a good caller. I wouldn't doubt what he doesn't knock me out of the box, you know. And I wish him well. But I appreciate me. But the position I'm in really does make me feel good.
You know? Well, you're doing okay, Larry. You hang in there. Speaking of Squirrel, he is up next.
Larry's going to mop the floor with me next week, Paul. I mean, he's, like I said, he's one of your Rushmore callers. And I'm happy just to be in the bracket. And I would wish Larry luck, and I'm going to be voting for Larry, to be honest with you. I always vote for people I'm up against, to be honest with you, believe it or not. But I want to thank everyone for checking up on me, either on here or on Twitter. Even Legend checked up on me the other day.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, he called in and asked how I made out with the tornado. You don't remember? He's your number one
That
caller.
Is correct. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We were concerned about you, but we felt like...
No, we're good, man. We're good.
Okay.
Rolling Fork's about 45 miles, maybe, as the crow flies, 50 okay. miles maybe from me. And so it's a, and it's you got to drop down off the hills into the delta. But you know who's from Rolling Fork, don't you?
I do not.
Famous musician. You know, there's a lot of blues musicians from that area, but Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters is from there?
He's I mean, that's his hometown, Rolling Fork.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that. I mean, it's hard to find a more famous blues artist than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Muddy Waters calls Rolling Fork home, and I've been through that a million times. On the way to Greenville, Mississippi, you kind of have to go through there. It's a nice little community, or it was a nice little community.
I have been to Greenville, Mississippi, before.
It's just south of Greenville,
yeah.
Not very far, maybe 30 minutes south of Greenville or so. Go straight down towards Vicksburg. This Jim Cat Daddy upset, would you call that an upset?
Well, it's not over yet. But it's trending poorly for him, yes. A lot of resentment.
I kind of saw it coming. I hate to say it, but if you saw the last round up against Matt, I think that ended up like 55%, 45%. So, you know, he wasn't trending well, and I wish the gentleman well. That's about it. Just wanted to touch base. I hadn't talked to everybody in a while, and enjoyed the shows this week. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you very much. Everybody's kind of down right now. What's going on? Cheerleader is up next.
Hey, man. When you were talking about those commentators, the older generation, Keith Jackson, you couldn't beat him, Paul. He was just wonderful. And did Kurt Gowdy, did he only do professional ball?
No, I think Kurt Gowdy, who was a great broadcaster for NBC, I think he did some bowl games, but primarily the professional. But he didn't do many college games.
Yeah, and I know
games.
He did the Super Bowl. I know
he did
the
baseball and the NFL. I think he did like the Orange Bowl or the Rose Bowl or something, but that's about
it. Yeah, well, we were in Boston years and years and years ago, and we went out to dinner with he and his wife.
Really?
And I went to their house and had a cocktail, and they were just absolutely lovely. Absolutely
wow.
lovely.
How did you know him?
Well, my mother-in-law's sister and, they were all good couple friends up there
okay.
in Boston.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and he Papa John got to go with him to the Super Bowl one time when it was down in New Orleans, and I don't think any of them ever slept. But that was so long ago. That was so long ago. And Paul, about all these brackets, I didn't even know I was in one until I don't know who told me. But I know I did. I have not won that Jim and wait a minute, I-Man and somebody else.
Well, listen. Once it's all for fun. Nobody needs to fret over their lack of success in a bracket. Handsome Joe is up next.
Long time, low Paul, mom, and hey, you're absolutely correct, Paul. I got put out early last year. You know, just there's always the next year, and I probably ain't gonna make it past this round. But you know, I'm just happy to be in it, Paul. And just you know, everybody in there is all good. You know, good quality people in their own way.
Well, don't
and
get carried away there, good. Handsome Joe.
Yeah, all but a couple there, maybe.
Maybe.
But, I think Cat Daddy's taking care of one of them right now. But today seems a little bit more I called in Tuesday, and that last hour, it just seemed like, you know, everybody was either intoxicated, medicated, or something, and everybody's kind of mellow today. And I want to say, man, it's good to hear that Squirrel's okay. You know, I've been thinking about him myself, and, you know, it's just good to hear his voice, Paul, and he is one of the best callers out here.
He
you
is.
Know, him and Larry both, that's going to be that's going to be a big one right there. But, you know, we're supposed to get weather again tomorrow night, same as like last Friday night, you know,
hail, tornadoes, and all that in the area again. So, you know, everybody just stay weather alert, especially in Tennessee, North Mississippi, Alabama. You know, it's because, and even up in Kentucky, I think it's supposed to get pretty bad, Paul. But anyway, I just want to thank the ones that did vote for me in this bracket. And like you said, it's all for fun. It don't matter, you know, who. It's all for fun. That's all it is. And, you know, people have fun with it. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's something to do. It's all season. So, you know, it gives some, you know, some talking points. And that I'm just happy to make the Elite Eight anyway.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.